This weekend, prepared piano evangelist Hauschka returns to Ireland with a concert tonight in Cork and at the National Concert Hall's John Field Room on Saturday. On his last visit to Ireland, I talked to Hauschka about prepared piano and the special ingredients he's fond of adding to them, such as his favourite ping pong balls. Like, do you need a roadie for them?
Well, yeah, and he has huge muscles, you know? No, of course, no, there is no roadie involved. I get actually a piano delivered to the place where I play, which was in the beginning not the case. I had to rent the piano myself, and nobody was really convinced that I would fill a venue, you know, so I had to work on that really hard. And the only people that were connected with my musical world, like independent promoters, they had hardly no piano in their venue because it was a rock venue. So they had to hire it, and which costs. So in a way that my concerts were always connected with costs that you have to make in advance, and you had to be really convinced that you want to have me, you know, in the venue. I think that helped a lot because that actually splits the people that are just taking you for granted. People find me and are convinced and they put a lot of effort in setting up my concerts. I rather like people that are really clear in their ideas. You know, so when you have a sonata that has to be played on a really beautiful, great piano, and you have a great player, I think that's the most wonderful performance you can see, and I wouldn't avoid that at all. But in myself, I have to say that the possibility of breaking the piano sounds in a way helped me a lot to find a music that was never on my scale before. And funny enough, maybe on many other people's scales as well, that's why they suddenly realize, or that's why so many people come to me and they say, we've never heard something like that, even though the prepared piano is already old, you know, and people were performing with it already like 60, 70 years ago. And but there is, I would say, maybe 90% of the human society, they have no idea what prepared piano is. To be quite honest, John Cage was actually someone who was not in my music world even when I already started the prepared piano, because I was completely more coming out of a hip-hop techno. But then for my second album, The Prepared Piano, I asked someone to write an article for the liner notes about the history of prepared piano, and John Cage was mentioned there. And then I went to his website and I went to like all sorts of whatever articles, and obviously since then, it's now already 6 or 7 years ago, I met people that were teaching, not him, but they made music with him, like Elvin Dussier, for example, and people like that. So until now, I have now a much better view and knowledge about his work. But the inspiration was more about, in a kind of practical way, like he had as well. I think he wrote the first piece for drums and piano, and the stage was too small to fit in the drum kit and the piano. And so he had to create some drum sounds inside of the piano, which he did with preparations. And I think that was mainly the start of working more and more with the way of using the piano as a sound machine. The first thing that I put in the piano was a Christmas cake, cellophane bags where you have Christmas cakes in there, or like little biscuits, and they have like these golden stars on it, and they have a very, very high frequency when you put them between the hammers and the strings, and I created the hi-hats with that. Well, I would say when at that time at or at this moment where I opened this box, that was like I could see the endless chances and possibilities because that opened. Well, because it was not influencing my playing, I could actually use the keyboard of the piano, but I could also could tape like strings dead. I could use like necklaces on strings to create harpsichord sounds. So I had like all these. I saw the whole palette without knowing, and until now it hasn't changed. There is so much options of using it. At the same time, it helps you to find back to the pure piano sound, you know, because the pure piano sound was always like beautiful. But after a while, when you always play it, I actually was getting a little bit, I heard that already. I was a little bit bored by the sound, and so I tried, and I actually felt so relieved that I didn't have to take an electronic instrument with me.
Hauschka there, and he'll be playing at Triskell Christchurch in Cork this evening and in the John Field Room in the National Concert Hall in Dublin tomorrow evening. TriskellArtsCentre.ie and nch.ie for respective tickets.